Masechet Menachot Perek Het Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Kol korbenot hasibur v'yahid ba'im min ha'aretz u'mechutz al ha'aretz. The flour of all public and private mincha korbanot are allowed to come from wheat grown in Eretz Yisrael or from grain grown in Eretz Yisrael or from outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's all okay. Min ha'hadash u'min ha'yashan. It could come from the new crop of grain that grew this year, or it could come from the old crop of grain which grew last year. We'll mention that the new crop could only be used after the Shtei HaLechem were offered on Shavuot. The only exceptions to the rule that the new crop or the old crop could be used, Chutz min ha'omer u'Shtei HaLechem. The exceptions are the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, she'enan ba'in ela min ha'hadash. They could only come from the new grain, from the new crop of grain, u'min ha'aretz, and they could only come from Eretz Yisrael. The Omer and the Shtei HaLechem are the first korbanot brought from the new crop. The omed is from the barley crop, and the shtei lechem from the wheat crop, and they also both have to be from specifically Eretz Yisrael. Ve'kulan enan ba'in ela min ha'muvhad, and all the menachot only could come from the highest level ingredients. Ve'ezehu muvhad, what's considered to be the choicest level of flour? Michmas umzoniha, these areas of michmas and mezoniha. Alpha lasoret are the aleph, are the alpha, which is a Greek letter, the first letter of the Greek alphabet, like the aleph bet of solet, the finest flour. Shenia lahem hafarayim ubabikah. The second rank flour is this place hafarayim, which is in the valley. Kol haaratzot hayu kesherot. Really, all the lands were valid for sources of flour for the mincha offerings, ela mikan hayu mevi'im, but the people would usually bring the flour from the places that we just mentioned, because these places have the highest quality grain, and a person, when it comes to his avodat Hashem, from his divine work, should always try and use the best.